We're Alive is coming to an end. Join us for the series finale in L.A. on July 19th to experience the end in person with the rest of the cast and crew. Tickets go on sale Thursday, April 24th at 10 a.m. Pacific time on zombiepodcast.com. Get yours before they sell out. We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 45. Distorted Truths. Part 1 of 3.
This thing once more. Well, at least I have something to actually put in it now. Well, I guess I need to start when we went back home, kind of shortly after dropping off Saul and Tanya at Dunbar, before we'd lost Datu and Lizzie.
Did you put the trash out? There's animal droppings in it.
It's out. Hurry up. I want to get going.
I'm almost done. I just need to put the feet away.
We'll be back. There's plenty of hay by your bed. Just stop shitting on it.
We didn't live in a feed last time. I wanted to make sure that didn't happen again. The gates are all up. I'm ready. Did Saul or anyone call back?
No, but I figure they're at least going to wait a day before, you know, going back to Kane for equipment, which is why I want to go now.
You got the address? Found a good way in on the map?
Right here.
You really think anyone's going to be there?
Well, don't get your hopes up. This info is kind of old. Kind of like the, you know, before the tower fell kind of old.
Did CJ's notes have any other leads in case that one doesn't pan out?
Not really. There's a chance we could be back here tonight. We missing anything?
No, I loaded up everything we need into the Jeep.
Bye, dog. You turned off the generator, right?
Yes.
Radio batteries are all charged?
Yep.
I know it's good to get some more rain for water tanks and all, but I'm getting real tired of dealing with it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, Michael was saying something about the radio relays messing up when it gets bad. Don't think we should wait, do you?
It could rain for days, we don't know. The last time it poured, it was just a little noisy, that's all. And when have they needed us?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Now let's go. Maybe we can get there before it really starts to come down.
I'll get the gate. We parked about a block away from Sunset, where CJ's team had spotted a couple of maulers. We're hoping that whoever they saw never caught on, otherwise they would have moved somewhere else. Oh sure, the sighting was old, but if they spent the time to secure some place around here, it could still be in use. There was one particular street that caught my eye. This was a residential block, all downhill, so everything slanted. And it must not have been the best part of town before, because the bars were on the windows and the doors on every house. If I were them, that'd be a good reason to choose this place. We checked out everything from a distance. One greenhouse caught my eye. had some makeshift barbed wire just out of sight. Hell of a thing to have strung around, even in a place like this. So we crept through the backyards and the fence lines of the houses on the opposite side of the street, making a safe route to the Jeep as we went. We staked out places like this before, so it was pretty routine at this point. We were never following such a hard lead. A lot was on the line.
This is the house you want to go in?
Yeah. The green one just on the other side of the street. We'll get a good look at it from in here. Give me a sec. I still need to drill the lock.
I'll go first with my bow. Clear.
Move upstairs.
Completely empty. All good.
Okay. This is it.
You want to set up in here?
Yeah.
Can we move the bed aside? I need more room for the tripod.
All right, get that side. Riley set up her little video telescope thing just inside the curtains and attached a monitor to it. It was perfect since it all moved electronically and made it so that we didn't have to stand behind the window. She set it far enough back that no one could see us, but she could still move it around.
All right, it's on.
What do you see?
Pull back the curtain on the right just a little bit more, okay? Do it slowly. I'm gonna try and focus it.
Is that enough?
Yeah, okay, get back down. Looks like all the lights are out over there. Why did you think this was the place?
Pan down. There's some barbed wire there, along the fence line. It's hard to see. It's there. Try zooming in on one of the windows.
This one?
Yeah. Can you make it any brighter?
Maybe. How about now?
There. That's something. You could almost see the wood grain on the other side. It's all boarded up past the curtains.
The curtains are in front?
Uh-huh. They don't want anybody knowing that this place is being used. Look around. Are there signs that someone might be here right now?
Doesn't look like it.
Wait. Go back. Look down the side of the alley there.
There's another back house, and I think that's a greenhouse there.
So they may be there, too. But the driveway's empty, and I don't see a garage.
Why this place? It's just a small house in the middle of nowhere. Doesn't even look very safe.
If I had to choose any place around here, this might have been it. Close to the main roads, but still small enough to hide in the sea of houses. Two ways out on this street, hard to get trapped, and all this is pretty close to the old tower. Well, the pieces kind of fit.
Can I read that? CJ's notes.
Be my guest.
Well, it doesn't look very lived in. I hope they didn't just abandon it.
That's what we're here to find out.
You have the map? Can I see it again?
Yeah, there. Never been this antsy before.
I've never been this close before. But where else could they be? I mean, anywhere. I don't know. I just don't think this is it.
Patience. Just sit back. Relax, okay? We made it here before sundown. If there's anyone really living there, chances are they wouldn't stay out at night, okay? You gotta give it a little time. And definitely no one with any sense would want to be out in that. Just take a deep breath. Nothing to worry about here. We got this covered.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I'm just... It's nothing.
Well, is there something else you're worried about?
I don't know.
Well... What is it?
It's not even about this.
Oh, it's about earlier.
Maybe. I guess seeing everyone again back there. Well, I don't know, it brought up a lot of things.
Oh, and Lizzie. Seeing her with Saul, it can't be easy for you.
What? I didn't say...
Well, living with you for 4 months, do you think I haven't learned a thing or two about you? How stupid do you think I am? I'm old, but I'm not that old.
Just to see how she reacted when we first came back.
She understands why you're here. Well, does now, anyway.
I know. But it just hurts to hear how all this affected her, and continues to. I only hope leaving before didn't damage what's between us. I know it's not possible she could ever feel the way I do, but it was comforting to have some connection with someone.
So, is that why you were close with Angel?
No. But it was nice for someone to think of me in that way for once. I may never get that chance again.
Hey, you don't know that. For what it's worth, I never did after Shirley. Well, not again, but, you know, that's okay. You're not alone.
I know. It feels good to finally talk about that for once.
Why didn't you say anything before?
Because why does it matter? It shouldn't. And talking about it could just complicate things. I don't know, just being over there the last few days, it made me miss it all so much.
We'll get back to everyone soon when this is all over. Who knows? Scarface could pull up any minute now, and this would end tonight. We could go home soon. The sound of rain on the roof nearly put me to sleep. In fact, I think I even nodded off a few times. That or Riley just enjoys kicking me. She said I was snoring, but I think she's full of it. I don't snore. But I definitely remember one sharp pain in my side and then her yelling at me.
Wake up!
What?
Someone's coming.
Where?
Shh!
Where? You...
I heard a call.
Is there anything on the scope?
Not yet. Wait! There it is! Its lights are off.
There's one person in the car. They're getting out.
Shit!
Where's
Shit.
That coming from?
In your bag, the radio!
Alright, I got it. It's off. Did they hear that?
No. They're still getting out.
Heading towards the house now.
I think it's a man.
Short, too. I don't think it's our girl.
Then who is it?
I don't know. Could be just another mauler or just some nobody, but...
Watch him. He's stumbling a bit.
What, is he drunk?
Could be.
He's heading inside.
Wait, look. Look, he's grabbing something. A drain pipe.
It's a key.
Is he gonna... He's putting it back. Nice.
I'm gonna pan through the windows.
You can see a little light through the edges as he goes inside.
Where's he going?
I think upstairs.
Tilt it up. Tilt it up.
Still a little more light.
That house is just like this one. Same layout, so he's going to the bedroom.
Lights out.
Oh, he ain't drunk. He's exhausted. He's going to bed.
You think so?
Yeah. Give him a few minutes. Just let him fall asleep. And then we're paying him a little visit.
What? How did you...
Don't move.
Keep your hands where we can see them.
You're...
Uh-huh. What's your name?
Philip.
What's your other name?
He's not going to ask again.
Tardust.
Do you know who we are?
Look, I didn't have anything to do with you being kept there. Or your finger, I swear. That was all her. You should know that.
Where is she?
I don't know.
Spill it.
Hurry it up. It smells like shit in here.
I really don't know where she is. I left her behind.
Is she coming here?
No, she doesn't know about this place.
Then where was the last place you saw her?
She was following the colonists' convoy as they were leaving.
What?
No.
He's gone.
What do we do now?
I don't know.
Exit's that way. We can get out of the arena. But... do we take him, or...?
No, that wouldn't be smart.
Do you think he'd want to be left here?
Well, this is where someone special to him died, so... maybe. But not like this.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm getting my lighter.
What? You can't do that!
This way they won't get to him. Ever.
But it just happened.
What would you do, huh? What choice do we have? He didn't tell me what to do afterwards.
Give it to me. I'll do it.
Here.
But not like this. Take Datu's gloves and help me grab some insulation over there and we'll make a pile. Wrap him up.
We spent about 20 minutes taking care to enclose Datu tightly within the strips of insulation pulled from around the ice rink floor. When we were done, you couldn't even see his shape anymore. Just a long stack in the center of the concrete. At first, I didn't know if this kind of insulation would even catch and not melt. But it did. Soon there was a large spiral of blue flames. As Victor and I walked towards the other side of the rink and up the steps to the exit, we turned and looked back one last time. The fire was now sending light into the vast emptiness that was the arena. It danced along the rubble in sections of mangled steel. For once, it felt like there was life there. And with that, we turned and pushed our way toward the exit.
It says the exit's down that way.
Ain't good.
Once we get out, then what?
I guess try and make it back to the truck, or the church.
Back there?
There's no other cars we can drive anywhere near here. It's also the last 50 cal we have.
That's a pretty long way to run.
Don't start crying over that. We'll have even further to go after.
What do you mean?
I know what we have to do. You better save your strength. This is far from over.
There it is! The truck! Yes, we made it. Radio check. Anyone? Does anyone hear me?
Still nothing?
Yeah. It's dead. The storm might have killed the relays, and we're out of range.
Did you see any?
Nope. All gone.
Good. So what now?
Well, get back and tell everyone else about the tunnels and what may be going on there. I'm not sure what to do about it yet, but at least now we know where to go.
Let's just get back and rest. I'm a little more than tired.
Yeah. We had taken our time getting back to the church, carefully. The light of dawn was already starting to fill the sky. The truck was just as we'd left it, untouched. But as we got closer, we noticed that the church was not.
Oh, what the hell happened in there?
I have no idea.
Should we?
Hey, get in the turret. I'm gonna go look.
No problem. Just hurry.
The doors to the church were gone now. Dirt completely covered the floor. I moved closer, slowly, just enough to see the front near the altar, and then rushed quickly back to the truck.
What? What is it?
Damn it!
What?
The entrance, it's gone.
How is it just gone?
They knew we came in this way. They sealed it off.
How are we gonna... Don't tell me this was for nothing.
I don't know.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason,
Otto Sturk,
Scott Marvin, Claire Doden, and David Pevsner. I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Line producers Blair Wayland and Grayson Stone.
Zinterns Ray Husky and Lauren Kroon. Voice cut by Brent McLean.
Assistant director, Elisa Elliott.
Edited by Phil Englert and Casey Wayland. Music selections and intro by Brother Dan.
Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.